Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of fremanezumab, or Ajovy, for the preventive treatment of episodic migraine in children and adolescents 6 to 17 years of age weighing greater than or equal to 99 pounds, trial data for orforglipron in obesity overweight, and oral berotralstat in hereditary angioedema, insight into different doses of aflibercept for diabetic macular edema, and IBS in America, survey results from the American Gastroenterological Association. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of August 3rd, 2025. Let's jump in. Number one, FDA approves fremanezumab to prevent episodic migraine in children. On August 6th, 2025, the FDA approved fremanezumab, or Ajovy, for the preventive treatment of episodic migraine in children and adolescents 6 to 17 years of age who weigh greater than or equal to 99 pounds or 45 kilograms, making it the first calcitonin gene-related peptide antagonist approved for preventive treatment of episodic migraine in pediatric patients. The decision expands upon fremanezumab's previous indication for adults with migraine, granted in 2018, and was based on positive data from the phase 3 SPACE trial, showing participants on fremanezumab had significantly reduced monthly migraine days and monthly headache days compared to placebo. Number two, Attain 1, orforglipron, achieves up to 12% weight loss in phase 3 obesity trial. On August 7, 2025, Eli Lilly and Company announced positive top-line results from the phase 3 Attain 1 trial evaluating orforglipron, an investigational oral glucagon-like peptide, 1 receptor agonist, in 3,127 adults with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical problem and without diabetes. At 72 weeks, all three doses of orforglipron met the primary endpoint and all key secondary endpoints compared to placebo, delivering clinically meaningful weight loss as an adjunct to a healthy diet and physical activity. Number three, oral berotralstat shows strong safety, efficacy in young children with HAE. Interim data from the APEX-P trial of oral berotralstat in children 2 to 11 years of age with HAE highlight the small molecule plasma kallikrein inhibitors, safety and efficacy in this patient population. Number four, aflibercept 8 milligrams, non-inferior to aflibercept 2 milligrams in diabetic macular edema. Aflibercept 8 milligrams is non-inferior to aflibercept 2 milligrams for best corrected visual acuity in patients with DME secondary to retinal vein occlusion, according to findings from the ongoing 64-week, randomized, double-blind, active-controlled phase 3 QUASAR study. Of note, patients assigned to aflibercept 8 milligrams achieved BCVA gains with fewer injections compared to aflibercept 2 milligrams over 36 weeks. Number 5. Despite advances, IBS continues to impact patients' daily lives, productivity. Findings from a new survey suggest irritable bowel syndrome symptoms continue to significantly impact patients' daily lives and productivity, despite recent advances in public awareness and expanded treatment options. Released by the American Gastroenterological Association in partnership with the Harris Poll, findings from the IBS in America survey shed light on persistent challenges faced by patients with IBS, as well as shifts in patient experiences, healthcare provider perceptions, and the treatment landscape for IBS from a similar study conducted in 2015.